You're listening to the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids Weekly Leader Training.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Gospel Project for Kids Weekly Leader Training Podcast. I'm Maggie Bertram, and today I'm joined by Corey Spangler. Hey, Corey.
Hey, Maggie.
All right, so we're right around Valentine's Day. I can't remember if this one, full disclosure to the listeners, we record these ahead of time. I'm sure that surprises you all. And I can't remember if this is getting posted the day after Valentine's Day or if it's getting posted the week before Valentine's Day. But either way, we're around Valentine's Day.
Yes.
So, Corey, what is your go-to Valentine's Day candy?
Well, this is perfect whether we're the before Valentine's, after, or just the general week of. Like, I wish I could tell you I just need an excuse to have candy and Valentine's Day is it, but it's not.
Right.
So I love Reese cups.
Yes.
And I will just say, like, the heart-shaped Reese cup, there's something about the proportion of the peanut butter chocolate that is just perfection. And so, you know, back in December when they like finally let go of the trees, which is like, what, December 26th, probably. I feel like December 28th, they start putting out the hearts.
Yes.
And so we just have a couple months where we, you know, have those hearts. Yep.
Okay. So do you like those specifically better than like the pumpkins or the Christmas trees? Like, you like the hearts specifically?
The heart is my favorite.
Okay, that's
the heart,
your favorite.
The heart is just, it's more enjoyable to eat. You can hold it down at the point. It's not as messy.
Yes.
Like, there's just, it's just,
you've
an art.
You've thought through this. That's good.
Yes. And the, you know, it's really fun because I have six kiddos and a husband, and all but one of us like just love Reese cups. And so it's just, you know, it's just a Reese cup heart kind of activity for Valentine's Day. So,
you know what's funny? Our team also really loves Reese's and peanut butter and chocolate as a combo, because I've had this conversation with Suzanne before, and she has a really interesting theory, and it's that the holiday Reese's, like the hearts, the trees, the pumpkins, taste better than Reese's cups because they're fresher, because
they're
being made for that holiday. And I had never thought about it, but it makes so much sense. And I agree.
That's such a great point. They're not just there for years. And there's just a thickness. They're creamier. I don't know what it is, but I love them. I mean, if you really push me, I could probably list like 10 other candies that I think are also enjoyable, but we'll stick with that one.
Yes.
But,
I feel, I agree. That's what I'm hoping I get for Valentine's Day too. And if I don't get it, I purchase it myself. That's the beauty of being an adult. You can just buy
candy exactly
for yourself.
That's exactly right. Yes.
All right. On this episode, we are discussing Unit 18, Session 3. And this is titled The People Worshipped God. And this is coming from Nehemiah chapters 7 through 13. So, Corey, why don't you share with us the big idea and story points for this session?
Absolutely. So when God's people returned to Jerusalem from exile, Nehemiah led the rebuilding of the wall. God protected his people and provided for them as they completed the task. God also sent Ezra to read his law. As he did, God's people realized that they had sinned against God. The people were saddened by their sin and repented. This week, we'll see that Ezra continued to read the law, and God's people confessed their sin and promised to faithfully obey him. And then for our story points for preschoolers, God's people promised to obey him. And for kids, God's people confessed their sin and promised to faithfully obey him.
Thanks, Corey. All right, we're going to head into what's going to be a very short part of our episode today. And we're going to talk about an activity that needs a little extra prep or instructions. And we only have one tip this week, and it is for our babies and toddlers. And they have an activity called Create a Prayer Pocket. And when you do this, it involves staples. And so when we use staples around babies or toddlers, we want to cover those up. So the suggestion is to use painter's tape to cover the staples to maintain safety when working with this craft. All right, let's wrap up this episode by talking about what stands out to us or what we are excited for in this session. And we are really approaching the close of our time in the Old Testament. And so in a few weeks, we will be heading into the New Testament, which is exciting. It's been a great time in the Old Testament. We have learned so much. And I love specifically in this story that we get a reminder of some of the ways that God worked in his people throughout this time period. I think this story does a really good job pointing back to some of those ways that God has kept his promises and showed his different characteristics to his people. And this is a great session to help kids think back through the timeline that we've covered so far and remind them of how God has shown his faithfulness, his compassion, his promise keeping, and how those characteristics will not change in the New Testament, but we're going to see him continue working, continue keeping his promises. And so this would be a great time to, whether you do it through the teaching pictures, the story teaching pictures, or through the timeline, but just sort of helping kids see that visual of all of the different stories that they have learned to this point, and then point them ahead to where we will be going once we hit the New Testament in a couple weeks. Corey, how about you? What stands out to you in this session?
Yes, I mirror so much of what you just said, Maggie. I do, like, one of the things I love so much about the Gospel Project is just our use of and love of the entire Bible, and to give and just kids such a knowledge base and just a love for the Old Testament and its links to the New Testament. So they can see the fuller picture, and the full picture is such a great thing. So for this session in particular, I love that it provides an opportunity for us to remind both ourselves as leaders and the children that we serve that when we focus on God's goodness and dwell in his presence, that we are much more inclined to worship. And that worship is what serves as fuel for our devotion to God. And so ultimately, this led God's people to make vows of obedience to him, such as we are making a binding agreement, which we see there in Scripture. But however, even our best efforts and our sincerest promises aren't capable of doing what only Jesus can do. Only he can make a way for us to be in right relationship with the Father. His perfect obedience replaces our flawed track record and when we put our faith in him. And so I think just that reminder for kids and for us that we're going to be much more likely to want to follow God's word when we are showing devotion and we're abiding in his presence, but that the reminder that we're flawed and we're not going to do it perfectly. And we give thanks, you know, to Jesus that he does and he is. And so any chance that we have to, you know, bring that home for kiddos is such a good thing.
It's a really good reminder, Corey. Just the reality of who we are and who God is we can see that in every story. And I love that you pointed that out here. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the podcast. We hope you found it helpful as you prepare to teach the Gospel Project for kids in preschool.
Thanks for listening to this week's leader training for the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids. For more resources to help you focus your ministry on the gospel, please visit gospelproject.com.